You know, when you work this job, you go to bed very, very early, which means you are likely to miss nighttime events like the NCAA Men's College Basketball Championship, unless you realize that a small school from your home state is playing. If you're from Indiana, as I am, and the Butler Bulldogs are playing Connecticut, you stay up to watch much of the first half, which looks promising. And later, unable to sleep, you wake up to catch the final score, 53-41. I can't bear to say another word. So let's turn it over to NPR's Mike Pesca.
The Bulldogs were underdogs, but they knew the score. Control UConn's Kemba Walker, play solid defense, get to loose balls, make enough baskets. The top dog Huskies also had their game plan down. Shake free, use their size, speed, and athleticism. There was one problem for both these teams who knew the shot.
I mean, shots just weren't falling for us tonight.
I got a couple open shots and just missed them.
And it's basketball, you know. Sometimes shots just don't fall.
You're not always going to make shots. That's part of the game.
That was Andrew Smith and Ronald Norred of Butler, along with their coach Brad Stevens, and also Jeremy Lamb of UConn. The best-laid plans of dogs and men went awry in the Reliant Dome last night. Lamb was scoreless in the first half. UConn's high scorer, Kemba Walker, took 19 shots to make 16 points. The Bulldogs were worse, a lot worse. They missed 52 shots on the night, and they made only 12. Of those 12, only 3 were two-pointers. It's hard to know who to credit and who to blame for the team's worst shooting performance of the season, but Stevens tried.
The bottom line was I thought they just contested shots better than anybody we played all year, and maybe in the last 2 years. They were long, they were athletic, they were active, they were really in tune.
Perhaps the best way to think about it is to just accept that there would be the proverbial lid on the basket and strategize different ways to score anyway. UConn's Alex Oriaki did find a way. He had 11 points to go with his 11 rebounds and was a main reason why UConn outscored Butler 26-2 from down low.
The big men were able to do whatever they wanted in the post, so I took that to my advantage. And I felt nobody could guard me in there, and I was able to go to work.
For the most part, the Butler players cited bad bounces or bad luck. But freshman forward Kyle Marshall was alone in saying his team may have also been a bit surprised that UConn had ways to win not named Walker.
I mean, I think we really underestimated their bigs, to be honest, coming to these games. I mean, our game plan in this game was to contain Kemba, Lamb, and Napier, which we did a really good job of Kemba. From what I heard, only 16 points. Their bigs came in the game and just really stepped up.
The win makes Jim Calhoun the oldest coach to win a title. At 68, he joins John Wooden, Mike Krzyzewski, Bobby Knight, and Adolph Rupp as coaches who've won 3 or more. It was also a victory that was quite reflective of the coach's personality.
To me, that's beauty. That's what this game should be about. That's what this game should be about. And yeah, you'd like a few more baskets made, certainly, but it was two teams that weren't going to give in to each other, and finally our superiority took over, but damn, I loved it in the sense of the fact of the fight and competitiveness between the two teams.
Brad Stevens of Butler joins a short list of back-to-back losers. How horribly unfair. Butler's 19 to 22-year-olds played their hearts out to greater effect than 343 teams in Division I men's basketball. To be better than 344, sometimes the shots just have to fall. Mike Pesca, NPR News, Houston.